Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 717 of your Overseas Connection podcast. We're a little late on our start, but that's okay. It is January 15th, 2023. We are happy to be here. We are going to talk about video games and life. It's kind of what we do on this podcast, if you're not familiar. We are on every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. in the Central Time Zone. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube when it all works. And when it doesn't, well, we start a couple of minutes late. That's what happens.
Yeah.
My name, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. Joining me today, I'm going to start from the bottom up. So starting at the very bottom of the seabed, we have Pete Chin. Pete, you are podcasting from the giant kelp beds of California. Thank you for being here. How is it under the ocean?
I think my audio is absolutely fine.
It's surprisingly good for being underwater.
Yeah.
I expected more gurgling. I don't know.
Well, maybe later.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm good. Hello, everyone.
That'll be Vegas. Okay. All right, here we go. Kim. Kim Woods on the podcast. Gurgling.
Something like that. Howdy, everybody. Yep, that's me at Gamer World 27 and on here. So there you go.
All right.
Yeah.
And lastly, racing legend, extreme racer, Robin Tate.
Hey, everybody. It's Robin Tate here in Ballymena in Northern Ireland. Bongo's Bits on YouTube. Robin Tate on YouTube and at Bongo the Sea on Twitters and everywhere else. And hello, here we are.
Hello. All right. Before we get into the show, I think we got a fun show in store. We're going to talk some birthdays real quick. Dave Avery celebrating a birthday. It's on the 20th. It says 42, but rumors are he might be shaving off some years and not wanting to disclose that it's actually 62. Also, Paul Gaskill. I don't know where I got Gaskill. I saw the G and I said C. But Paul Gaskill has a birthday on the 20th as well. Also, a little older than being reported. We believe 83 catching up to him here. So happy birthday to both of you. Let's see if the birthday music will light up for me. Because I'm not sure it will. I got to find it. Are you hearing this?
No.
Nope.
Well, then, fuck. You wanted to hear a birthday song. You're not getting it. But you know what? Happy birthday of you.
Yes, getting a birthday song right now.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Just wait for the ding. God, I love a good ding. So good.
Don't we all?
All right, Robin, should I assume then you are going to play sound effects with dings in place as much as possible?
I'll ding along.
You're going to ding along.
Ding,
let's
ding. Ding dong.
Let's ding along ding into some story dong. Time.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Hooray, story time. Hooray, story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
All right.
It's a slick machine.
A well-oiled machine. All right. I'm going to start story time off. One, there will be no talking of football. Fuck that. Epic collapse by my Chargers last night. I'm still in shock. I have not gotten over that. Therefore, we will not talk about that. Maybe in a couple weeks, I will be sane enough to talk about that. However, with the past couple storms, I'm trying to remember if we talked about this last week or not, but my back fence blew down. That was fun. Dealing with a contractor to get that fixed. So that's in the works. More importantly, though, suddenly all kinds of travel plans have begun circulating around me. So first it started off with work. We have an event coming up in February, so I'm flying out to Atlanta for that. And I was waiting for my boss to let me know, hey, here's the hotel we'll be staying at so you can book your travel. And so finally got that information on Friday. So I decided, okay, well, I'll book it. And I did that yesterday. So I booked the hotel, started to book my flights. And, you know, I typically, you know, for flying, we'll use like, I kind of check Southwest or I'll check Expedia because, you know, I want to try and find a decent flight for my company, but also try and find something that's short. I'm not sitting for long periods of time. So ended up going through Expedia, did Delta one way, United coming back. And the nice thing about that is, you know, you get your confirmation and they say, okay, you can select your own seat, but you kind of have to wait for the itinerary to come back from Expedia. And they give you the confirmation number from the airlines. And once you have that, then you go to the airlines websites to confirm your seats. A little convoluted, but so be it. So I'm like, okay, got my Delta confirmation. I go to select the seat and it's like, your seat assignment will be given to you at the checkout, at the counter day of travel. I'm like, oh, no. That will for sure put me in the middle of two fat fucks and I will be miserable. So
that's the norm over here, Greg, for a sort of shortfall flights. We don't, because they charge you an extra 20 or 30 quid each way to pick your seat.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm okay with paying an extra 20 quid for pay an extra.
Okay, maybe okay for yourself. Yeah. But generally when we're traveling as a family, you know, they're going to put you in a block. So as a single, I get it. Yeah.
So I'm like going to the Delta site and I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, okay, you know what? Fuck it. I'll upgrade. Because my assumption was the flight was pretty well packed and somehow I was coming in late to the game. And so they're like, you know what? You'll get whatever we can give you. Well, I go to the site and I'm looking at it and I'm like, well, maybe I'll just upgrade to one of the better seats. And so I click on the upgrade and I see the only thing upgradable is the middle aisle. I'm like, nope, that's out. So then I look at the seat map and I realize like half the flight's empty. And I'm like, well, what the hell? So I'm like clicking on my seat, trying to select it. It won't let me select it. So finally, I call Delta. And of course, Delta's like, you know, we are being overwhelmed with calls right now because of all the weather going on. And, you know, if you're not flying out anytime soon, call back, you know, in a few days type thing. And I'm like, yeah, shit. And then I'm like, well, let me just go to their chat. So I click on the chat on my phone and, you know, I go to, you know, submit that and same stupid message comes up. If you're not flying anytime soon, you know, we're experiencing high volumes, you know, we'll get back to you. So I'm like, I am fucked. So I just let it go. Started watching football. Like an hour later, I hear my phone and it's Delta chat. They're responding to me. I'm like, okay. So I start chatting with an agent, you know, and was able to get an aisle seat. She's like, yeah, we've got you on, you know, C26 or whatever. It's an aisle seat. And I'm like, done. Good. Thumbs up. So that's all booked. Then the kind of craziness of our Vegas trip. So we have been talking, Rob and I have been talking about get together, go to Vegas. And then we said, well, you know what? We'll open this up to other people if they want to come. I'll be honest. I did not really expect anybody to say they wanted to come to Vegas. I kind of just figured it was going to be Robin and I.
Yep.
And that was going to be that.
Yep.
Well, lo and behold, we're now up to, I believe, 5, 6, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
That have confirmed Pete coming to Vegas now.
We're going to get married in the wee chapel, so we are.
I know. Yeah. The best part, the best part about this, so I'm sitting there, and I think it was Friday night. Mm-hmm. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm half asleep, but I'm just somehow stupidly checking my phone. And Pete's like, hey, what are the dates for Vegas? And so I'm all, you know, I'd like totally perk up, and I'm all May 18th. You know, and then I said, get a hall pass. And then I get this cheeky response back. I don't need a hall pass.
Oh, cool. Big man. Like
laying down the law. But yeah, so we have got Mike, Marsh, Pete, Robin, myself, And I think that's it so far.
There's a few other very maybes at this point in time. So
names
you know.
Maybes.
There are names you know there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So I couldn't tell you. So I sent invites to Fraser as well as Gary. You said somebody's getting a root canal during that time.
Well, you know what Gary's like. You know, I mean, let's meet up. I'm going to the dentist. Yeah. And it is an open invitation. So as I put in the WhatsApp group the other day, if you listen to it, absolutely. If you want to come along, the weekend of the 18th of May to Las Vegas, get flights. Let us know by the end of January, first week in February at the absolute latest. The longer you leave this, the more expensive it gets. So
yes. We're at the end of this month. We're it'll be final number for us, and then we're going to
book accommodation.
Book accommodations.
So the more we have, the cheaper the accommodation will be. Pretty much is how this is going to work. It gives us options.
As it does give us options, and you know we'll go from there. I will say I did invite Snoogans as well.
Yeah.
But he made the excuse that he had something going on with his buddies from Modern Warfare the same weekend. But if they flake out, then he said he was in. We'll see. You know, much like him trying to carry us in Halo, you know, we'll see is definitely the right word for that. But we'll talk about that later.
Looking forward to
Vegas.
That.
Exciting. I've been looking at a lot of different options for Vegas. Mm. I've gone back and forth between just straight up hotel rooms, two beds to a hotel room.
Hotel rooms. I thought you were talking about, you know, Monica and Tracy. And you know all those strippers, you know.
Well, there's that. That's the part we're not supposed to talk about, Robin.
Oh, okay.
Going the hotel room route has been interesting because I also started thinking, you know, start talking about a suite. What would that look like? How many does that accommodate? The problem with the suites, from what I can tell, at least in the Vegas suites, one, shit ton of money. Two, at the end of the day, there's not a lot of sleeping accommodations inside the suite. So they're big and spacious.
At the end of the day, Greg, and a pull out. This isn't interesting people probably on the show, but at the end of the day, this is somewhere to collapse and wake up with the tiger beside us. You know,
tiger in the middle.
Yeah, and tattoo of Robin on your left butt cheek.
Yeah.
Not just the text, but an image of my face on your left butt cheek. Explain that one. So I'm not, you know, as long as it's semi handy and clean, I don't need fancy.
Fun will be
with us guys and girls.
This is where I gravitate now back towards just doing hotel rooms, two beds to a room. It likely can be very cheap for us, and we can get something at, say, like the Excalibur or New York that won't be an arm and a leg. It's not going to be the greatest hotel in the world compared to some of the others,
but who cares?
It's very central to what we're going to be doing.
I want the Beaver Hotel, if you can check it out. The Veteran Gamer stayed in it in London many years ago, and it had like holes in the glass, and they only booked it because it was called the Beaver.
I'm just going to say this right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is no disrespect to Mike because I love him dearly, but we will not be staying in a little cubicle hotel room. That I can guarantee you.
That'd be cool. Japanese things. Get all five of
us. I know
it
was cheap. Don't get me wrong. I appreciated that, but I do want space to actually put my feet down.
So the itinerary for that weekend will be things like I think there is a desire to go and legally shoot things.
Yes.
So we want to shoot stuff. Karting is probably a thing.
There's some nerdy fun. Yeah.
There is some nerdy, like the Pinball Hall of Fame, which is absolutely class. That's maybe worth it.
There's also an aeronautical museum, I believe, out that way. Could be fun to check out. I don't know. And then there's other activities like going to comedy shows, going to magic shows.
Yeah.
And then the stripper clubs, which also are magic shows because they make things hide.
Counting cards. Yep. There's a zip line thing that we need to do.
Kim got what I was going with there. Robin just glanced right over it.
We need to throw Pete off the top of a skyscraper.
For sure, we're going to do the roller coaster at New York, New York. Mm. That's actually pretty cool. It's a roller coaster that goes around the entire
hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then there's the, I think it's not the Stratosphere anymore because I think that's gone.
There used to be a big old like bungee thing off the top of
the stratosphere.
I'm pretty sure the stratosphere is gone. So
I know they're not there, and I know it's not anymore. But I want to try and make an effort this time to Las Vegas to go to that pawn shop where they've done Pawn Stars. I just want to. I know they're not there, but
really important. Pawn, not porn.
No, porn shop. Greg, that's what I said.
My bad.
So look, it's lining up to be something special. It's our annual AGM from the Veteran Gamers and Overseas Connection podcast. So if you, we're looking forward to it. I was speaking to, tried to speak to Pete last night, but it went under his answering machine. So I sang some Elvis to him just to get through some Suspicious Minds at whatever it was, half nine while I was in the car. Thank you very much. Robin has left the building. Mike too. And Marsh is a good lad. I met him and Mike Stagg. So,
all right.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Time will come in quick.
It's going to be good. And then lastly, I have booked a trip to Los Cabos or Cabo San Lucas, depending on how you want to look at it, in Mexico. Mm-hmm. We are going for a week vacation in June. So that's exciting. All-inclusive resort. So I'm looking forward to that. And then on the not so great.
Ooh.
I started watching Black Adam last night.
Oh.
Okay.
And I got to say, not that impressed so far. I'm probably like a third of the way in. I got tired and I said, you know what, screw this. I'll come back to it later. But I'm about a third of the way in. And it just... there's some great special effects in it, you know, and they definitely, you know, put money into this movie, but it just doesn't, like, comparing that to Marvel, or even quite honestly comparing it to like the Justice League movies, the Justice League movie, I should say, it just feels like kind of a poor man's iteration. They had this weird narrative at the very beginning with this kid talking about kind of the backstory of the whole, you know, Black Adam character, so to speak, and kind of the history. And I don't know why, but I was just kind of like, why did you have this little kid doing this narration? Because why not? Yeah. Anyway, so far, we'll see how it finishes out, but I'm not overly impressed by Black Adam.
Well, I don't think Warner Brothers was either, because it sounds like it's not getting a sequel. So.
Yeah. Well, Kim, since you just sounded off, why don't you go next?
Okay. Well, you know, weekend's not so great. I had to put a cat down yesterday, but it's okay. He's no longer suffering, and I'm not stressing. So, you know, that's good. But enough of that. On to happier news.
Sorry to hear that. We are.
We are.
You had that little pussy for a long time, so.
Yeah, 14 years. Yeah. So, anyway. Enough of that shit. I did a little project this week. I extended the hard drive capacity of my PlayStation 5. I guess that's how you put that. I bought this little sucker right here.
Oh,
yeah. And like Lewis said on the WhatsApp chat, the hardest part was getting that fucking plate off. So, you know, they want to talk about, well, you know, you can remove your plates and put different plates on it and this, that, and the other. Yeah, but when you're scared that you're going to break the damn thing by trying to take the plate off, then you sit there and you look at it and go, well, you know what? White's not so bad. So
is it kind of one of those scenarios? And this is, I just kind of envisioned, like, there's times where you're trying to pull a piece of plastic off and it eventually it's going to give, but it's starting to bend where you think you're going to break it.
Yes. That was my theory. Either that, or even though I had a, towel underneath it so it wouldn't slide around, scratch it up, I still thought I was going to knock it off my dresser and it was going to land in the floor and bust into 1,000 pieces, and I wasn't looking forward to that. So just, you know, heads up. This is a Western Digital Black. It's a SN850X with the heatsink. You can get them without the heatsink for a little cheaper, but you've still got to buy a heatsink, so really you're not saving anything, because I think I spent $125 on this after everything was said and done. So,
and it's an NDME or whatever they're called, drive.
NVMe. Yep, that's what it is. And I put it in, and I honestly, I freaked out a little when I put it in, because it didn't, when you plugged it in, it didn't lay flat. It was still kind of cockeyed, and I thought, oh shit, that's not right. But I noticed once you put the little screw in it that holds it down, it flattened right out, and my PlayStation started up, and there was no like red ring of death or anything. So apparently, I did everything right.
Good.
So yeah.
You have memory now.
Yeah, because this was 1 terabyte. There are bigger ones. There's a 2 terabyte, but that was a little more than I was looking to spend at the moment, because that's like $200 and some. So, you know, but it works for me, because I also have to realize that I don't have to download every game I own, especially if I'm not playing them all at once. So,
yeah, but it's nice to have them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the way my Xbox looks right now. But anyway, yeah, it worked really well. Like I said, I did it. The hardest thing was taking the little plate off and then putting it back on, because it would seem like I had the plate on, but then I go to lift it up and the plate would pop off. I'm like, okay, this is not done yet. So, you know, a little bit of panic, but it worked out. So, yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's it. Yeah. All right. Actually, Hardly Dan, I have built my own PC. So, there you go. Yeah.
Take that.
Yeah.
Robin, what's going on with you?
Holy crap. What a week. Seriously, it got to Friday, and I was still going. You know, usually Friday afternoon, you can quietly skive. You know, you can do some paperwork and wind down, but I was still at it way into late in the afternoon. It was just, the whole week has just been nutty. A lot of travel, a lot of meetings. In fact, the next 2 weeks for me, right up until the end of the month, is just nutty. This time next week, I'll be in Italy. I'll have a day done eating ice cream, literally. And
can I go with you? I'm
at a trip. So I fly out.
Wait a minute, real quickly, Robin. I do not believe they actually call it ice cream in Italy. Is it not gelato? Is
gelato,
it not?
Yeah, it's fucking ice cream. Gelato, ice cream, direct translation. Yeah, okay. I'm going to
Isn't that where you also do your limoncello, though?
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm going to the largest ice cream show in the world, and it's in a place called Rimini, outside Bologna. Now, some of my team are going out on Friday, a nice, easy, direct flight, and I have an award ceremony to attend with Judith for fostering that she's giving a talk at or a speech. Or I have no idea. So I couldn't really get out of that one. So I am flying out on Saturday, multiple flights. I leave at 9 and don't get in. It's literally the direct flight is a 2.5 hour, 3 hour flight. I leave at 9 in the morning and I'm getting there about 6 in the evening. So, but what the heck? So I've got Sunday and Monday at this trade show. My team are coming back on Monday and I'm going to come back on Tuesday. And then I've got a big meeting, a big sales meeting on the Wednesday. And then the weekend after, I'm in the south tip of Ireland in Killarney at a really big conference for one of my major suppliers. So I'm away for 2 weekends from Judith. She'll be a single mum. But even here, like even yesterday, I got up early yesterday morning. Mm. And Taylor had to go to his martial arts class, which starts at 10 o'clock. So he's there for 9:45, and that goes on to 11. And I then come out of town, go back into town, pick him up. Charlie was at a friend's house on Friday night. He wanted picked up at 12. Then Taylor was going to a friend's house in the afternoon, this house with a swimming pool, and makes this house here feel like it's a shack. Unbelievable. Wow. So, and then he was there until 5 in the evening, and then Charlie then wanted to go out to his girlfriend, go out for his drive in his car, and then I had to take him out to his girlfriend's house, who's moved to the other side of town now, and then he got picked up at 9:30 in the evening. And then between all of this time, I've trying to edit 4 videos for YouTube that has been delaying. So trying to do that. Judith, we wanted to do an Instagram project with my nephew. So he arrived around here at 9 o'clock last night to record audio for an Instagram reel, which has now went live. And I was here at this desk last night until 1:30 editing the videos to schedule. They've all been released now over 24 hours on YouTube and they're all going okay. And then this morning, done all the ironing, got the lunch ready, got everybody done, the fire ready, came out here in the afternoon to edit and put together this Instagram reel to get it up live. It's just been, I was just sending Judith like yesterday and last night. God, this is there's been no time for me. For me, I have all these toys, but it's just been life. It's just been unbelievable. It's just been just crazy. But we got through it all. It's okay. It's all right. You know, and a nice thing arrived in the post yesterday, which was kind of cool. I got an emergency stop. I didn't expect it to arrive. It's up on. Sorry. It's going up on the stream now, so it'll appear in a second or two. I got an emergency stop button, and it attaches to my nice rig.
Wow.
Now, as you can see, it's 3D printed. It's not the official one.
I got the phone.
Yeah, and it goes on. There's all the fittings for it. It goes on to the rig. And the way you switch on the steering wheel, you have to put it, there's a tiny, tiny button in way around the behind. And you plug this into the steering wheel and it controls the power for the steering wheel. But to switch it off, you hit the big red button and then pull it out to release. It's just a thing. It's kind of cool.
It's another
toy. Isn't that cool? Emergency stop button.
Class.
God
bless you.
God bless me. But very clever of someone. I'm very impressed with the 3D printing aspect of
3D printing is pretty amazing.
Cool now. You know, I've got it, especially for the sim stuff, some little fiddly things. I've always wanted a 3D printer, but what would you make with it apart from silly trinkets?
Yeah.
But it's nice to see people putting some engineering making little case specialist cases and stuff. I'm sure you could probably buy a case like that, but anyway.
Speaking of 3D printing, I don't know why I forgot to talk about this, but that box is actually a table that I purchased. I wanted a quick, easy fold out table for modeling because I'm getting back into building some model kits.
Yeah.
Exactly. Shoot runaway me. Modeling. It's for me to stand on top of and shake my moneymaker. I don't know that I'm going to keep it. I'm probably going to send it back without even opening it. It's a lot bigger than I kind of envisioned in my head. So we'll see. We'll see.
Measuring tapes work.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. I looked at it and I was like, it's not too bad. And then when I actually saw the box, I was like, it feels big. So anyway. All right. Robin, thank you for that. Pete.
Yeah, sorry, just in the chat, Dan's liking this stuff here. Step J's in the chat. Hey, Step J. He's saying, has the Le Mans chaos been discussed yet? I will touch on it when I get to the gaming section. So I will have a wee chat about it. Pete.
Right, I've had a week off, so it's not felt so, so crazy for me. Yeah, but I was working all Christmas, so I've had a week off, and I could have done with another one, to be honest. It did go quick. But, you know,
stop at just a week off, Pete? Why not just take them all off?
I should have booked two. But
you should just look at Shell. I mean, since you said, I don't need a hall pass, you just look at her and be like, you know what? You are working.
Yeah. I don't think I'd get away with that. Yeah, I don't think I'd get away with that. But It went quick, but we've done a lot in the week, to be fair. We had one of those days where, you know, when you move house and you got to like change your address everywhere and like get all your admin all up to scratch. We spent pretty much a day just chilling out, just doing that. We had a spa day on the Wednesday, which was really cool.
Nice.
I've had my first full body massage. I've never had one of those before.
Now, did you do a couples massage or did you do them separate?
No, well, it was separate. I thought we were going to be together, but then they just sent us separate ways to different treatment rooms, so which is fine.
Was it a male massaged you or a female?
No, female.
Okay, and did you have to roll over?
Did it end?
So down your back, down your legs. Yeah, and the hand sort of got into the crack a wee bit there, and then you rolled over. And did you think about your mother-in-law or something like that or anything? I mean,
no, it was fine. No. I could contain myself quite well in those situations, I think. It's proven because,
Was she ugly? That helps. That does help.
No.
You're better than absolutely better than I.
So when Judith and I were married, we were out on our honeymoon in Bali in Indonesia, and we went to this place. It was trekking over by a volcano, and it was this sort of outside inside place, so there was no roof, and there was parrots and birds, and I got into this bath with all like mosaic, tiny bits of broken mosaic tile, and it was outside, and they threw lots of pet rose petals and flower petals, and you got in, you soaked into this bath. So then everybody was in a separate little unit. There was another couple that were there that we fell in with. So I get the massage, and it's from this beautiful Indonesian young girl. And that took a lot of effort, I got to tell you. she pummeled me hard. And just newly married and all, and 27 years old and virile. And that took effort.
It's tough when they get to like the thigh area. That's when it all becomes a dice roll.
Well, I also got one in the hotel. So this is weird. This one's weird. Yeah. So the night before we had dinner, and there's this German girl who's probably in her early 30s. She seemed to be by herself, and she befriended us, and she came and had dinner with us in the hotel as well. And we danced to the in-house band, who couldn't speak English very well, and they sang Hotel California.
Love it.
I always remember. Anyway, the next morning, we were down in our little room. We had our own porter in this beautiful 5-star hotel, and his name was Swastika. I jest you not, that was his name. His name was Swastika. He had no idea where England was, let alone Ireland, had no idea. Anyway, I'd booked a massage, and the young girl came down, and Judith was in the room, and this girl came in, and she was really getting into it in a big way. And it was very awkward. And the door knocked as the masseuse was about to leave. And this German girl, hello, hello, and she came in, and that was like, she was there for a reason. She was... And that, God, frig me, I'm just married. I don't want a threesome or a foursome or whatever you want to go. It was so, so awkward. So, we don't talk about that, Judith. I just don't never do it. Just maybe it's my fantasy head. My imagination running away with me. Anyway, that was my masseuse story. But I'm sure in Las Vegas we can make a few more good memories.
We don't talk about that openly.
Okay. We haven't been there. Happy ending, Step J. Yes.
Yes.
So the spa day was pretty cool. Yeah, like I said, I've never had a massage before. And she said to me, she says, is there any particular area you want me to concentrate on? I says, yeah, concentrate on my feet and don't fucking touch them.
That was an open goal for me, Pete. I couldn't. That would have been an open goal.
No.
No, supposedly, the sign for you want the happy ending is when they turn you over onto your back and they're massaging your head.
Yes.
You're supposed to actually physically take their hands and move them onto your chest.
Oh, wow.
That supposedly is the sign.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Just write that down.
Pete, you're muted, by the way, just so you know. All the excitement of happy endings that you see.
Oh, yes.
The other thing was, I wasn't too sure. I wasn't too sure of the etiquette that
people so don't quiet.
Talk during people don't talk during these massages, and I'm a bit of a social butterfly, and I was just talking and talking and talking, and.
Do you come here often?
Yeah.
Yeah. Love.
I'm going to fucking move on. Right. We've been for a few meals as well this week. We've been out. We've had some good food. Like I said, we had that admin day. We went to the local swimming pool, which is at the University of Birmingham. It's got a 50-meter Olympic swimming pool.
Wow. You go to university?
No. It can't be used for competitions though, apparently, this pool, because it's like it's centimeters short of the Olympic standard. So they built this pool, spent all this money, and they're
how did that happen? They fucked it up.
Yeah, they fucked it up.
Someone's getting fired for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure the construction company went.
Pete, are you back into swimming?
I've signed up the membership. When was it? A few days, 2 days ago. It's £45 a month, and there is no way I'm paying that for a swim membership and not using it. So yeah, I'm gonna go back tomorrow. Gonna get into it. So
all right,
shit starts tomorrow.
Once a month. Wow.
I like it.
Yeah. They've not just got the swimming pool, Robin. It's a fantastic fantastic gym. I thought it was just all on one floor, and then he took us to like this edge, and we were on a mezzanine floor, and there was a lower section with all the free weights, and the halls are massive, the squash courts and everything, like a rock climbing wall. There's just loads that you could do there. It's just really, really cool. But I'm not going to use any of that. I just want to use the swimming pool, and that's it. I don't give a shit where.
Pete, if it makes you feel any better, I currently pay for $245 a month to go to the gym that we go to because my wife wanted me to go to this gym because she didn't like the gym I used to only pay $100 a year for. And I don't think she's gone to that gym in like months.
Oh my God. But the gym that you used to go to was the one like at a dodgeball.
No. It was straight up 24 Fitness. They're not average like Joe's. The greatest. They're not bad. But I like going to my gym.
Do you get childcare and stuff with that membership?
They have childcare. They've got a swimming pool with a full-on slide built into it. They've got a food area. They've got a spa built into it. So, it's more like a resort, but still.
Yeah. Judith Place is a fabulous gym too.
Really good. Is it
good? Excellent.
Pretty good. Yeah. What else? Pete, anything?
Yeah. Today I watched Honey I Shrunk the Kids with my son.
Oh yeah. Is that the first time?
It is because of his autism, he gets very upset with emotional scenes. So if somebody dies or he can't take it. It just gets very, very upset. It gets emotional about it all. And so I have to be careful with what I watch with him. And Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, I knew that there was going to be that moment, when the ant, ant dies by the scorpion. And I knew that that might just tip him over the edge a little bit. And he shed a few tears, but I pulled him back. I was like, there's millions of ants in the garden. And this one just helped these kids do so much and brought them back home. And he's a hero. And so he managed to pull through it. So we watched Tony the Shrunk the Kids. And I've also watched Vikings season two. This is Vikings Valhalla season two on Netflix, which is it just started streaming, I think, on the 12th of January. So good start. I've watched three episodes. It's brilliant. It's Vikings.
I'm assuming you did not let your son watch that. There'd be a lot of explaining.
No.
I did watch a really good Michael Caine movie that I've been meaning to watch for years, called Harry Brown.
I've not seen this.
So it's really gritty. Imagine a real bad ghetto in Chicago or New York, and a pensioner who's an ex-Marine. His wife just passed away. He has a wee friend that he meets in the pub every day, and they play chess. And the flats or the apartments they live in is just rife with hoods and drug dealers and young lads and gangs and all. And they're fighting and knifing and shooting, and drugs are really bad. And his wee mate just has had enough. They're putting crap through his door and abusing this wee man. And he goes to approach them one night, and they end up killing his friend. And all of a sudden, our old pensioner guy, who's in his 70s, 80s with a heart complaint, he decides that he's going to act. He was attacked one night, and his training from the Marines came in, and he turns the knife on a guy, and then he goes on a vendetta to get all these bad guys. It's friggin' awesome. It's gruesome, but really, really good Michael Caine movie. So Harry Brown, if you ever see it, that's well worth your watch. It's an older movie because Michael is no longer with us, but definitely check it out. Really good.
All right.
Really good. Anyway.
Harry Brown. Cool.
Shall we move on?
We shall. Let us move on. Let's get into some game time.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
All right. So I suppose we could still talk about the games we get for free that we pay for. Kim, let's talk through that fantastic, amazing list from Xbox to start with.
Alrighty. We have Iris Fall, which is still available to the end of the month, and Autonauts, which will be available tomorrow through the 15th of February. Then we have PlayStation Plus, which did far better this month, I'm ashamed to admit. We have Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, and that's for the PS4 and PS5. Fallout 76 for the PS4. Axiom Verge 2 for PS4 and PS5. Makes it better. Amazon Prime Games, we have The Evil Within 2, Beat Cop, Breathage, Chicken Police, Far Away 2, Jungle Escape, and Lawn Mowing Simulator.
Chicken Police?
Chicken Police. I actually have that game on Xbox, so I haven't got that far into it. Anyway, and on Epic, we have First Class Trouble, which is free till the 19th. And I'm sure there's another one. I just didn't get it down here. So if you follow that, you know what they are already. So there you go.
Fair play. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Robin is trying to say another one. Robin, yes. What?
There's another one. So
thank you.
Yeah. Pleasure. All right. Let's get into what we have been playing. I'll just keep the same order. I will start first. So Celesta, I've continued through that great turn-based RPG.
Nice.
Fantasy game. Nice. Really just, I dig this game. So it has been my my just escape. It's been good. Got in some fun PUBG with Snoogans on Friday. Fun fact, Mark was saying how he wanted to get back into playing games. And he's like, I haven't played games in 2 months. He's like, let's do some PUBG this Friday. We're like, yeah,
He didn't show up.
He didn't even bother telling anybody that he was online playing games. He's like, oh, forgot to tell you. I was playing God of War for like an hour, and now I'm watching a movie with the wife, so I can't play. But whatever, Mark. Come on. Son of a bitch. I know, exactly. So, yeah, we blame it all on Mark. Snoogans and I, we got one win and one not-so-good win. But we just had fun. PUBG was fun. There's something about PUBG. And look, I get it. The console experience is far different than the PC experience. It is loads more difficult on PC in terms of competition levels. I've made the promise to Snoogans. I'm going to break out the claw. We're going to play some PUBG on PC. That is in the future. And beyond that, we played some Halo on Wednesday. Lewis and Snoogans joined us finally again after our fantastic run last week. This week was a bit of a mixed bag. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you know,
your bags Snoogans.
Yeah. Hey, Snoogans is like trying to say, you know, how he was carrying the team. I'm just saying.
It's usually the way, but he's unbelievable.
He's pretty good.
He just says, hold my beer and plays with one hand.
Yeah.
His other hand, I don't know what he does with it.
I don't want to know either. I'm not going to say whether or not I was absolutely shitty this past week, but, you know, there's a possibility that was the case. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, it was Mark's fault. And then back up to Mark is Snoogans. So. All right. Kim.
Alrighty. I didn't play much this week because, like I said, I kind of had a shitty week and stress and everything. But I did manage to squeeze in a little Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer today. So yeah, it wasn't a lot. It was
thanks
like
for
a
the
half,
invite.
Well, it was like a half an hour. So, it wasn't a lot. God damn it. All right. I'll try harder next week. I got Thursday and Friday off. I'll see what I can, because I work weekends. So, yeah. But anyway, I don't know. We played on shipment. I played on a new map that I can't remember what the hell it was called. It has a lot of like storage, like warehouses on it. It's called Farm something, I think. I could be wrong. But anyway, it was fun. I'm still slow. My fucking reaction time is terrible. Even with my 9-year-old nephew sitting there, and he's like, you didn't see that guy at the left. I'm like, I didn't get spun around fast enough to see the guy at the left. So I got my ass handed to me quite a bit. But it was still fun. Boomer played in Major Revenge. Shout out to you. You hopped on just as I was leaving. It had nothing to do with you. I had to go help and load groceries if I wanted to eat. So... So, yeah, more multiplayer will be incoming. I promise I will get you invited, Tank Top, and anyone else who wants to play and watch me die and have a horrendous kill-death ratio, because it's not great. So
it's okay.
But it's fun. So
that's the most important part. It's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun.
So that was it for me this week. So
okay, Pete.
I've been playing Rayman Legends again with my son Leo, and
excellent.
We managed to get to the Black Betty Bamalam.
Oh yeah!
Nice.
Oh
my
god!
Isn't that brilliant?
How cool
level?
Is that put together?
Yeah.
So, being one of those people who just wants to try and get every single thing that you can on a level, we've replayed two or three levels at a time just to get all of the little characters that all go towards your score that open up new levels. And we've not been playing as fast as I'd like to because we've been going back. But we're enjoying that. There's absolutely tons of levels on there, isn't there? So I'd imagine we'll be playing that for the next several weeks going forward. Mm-hmm. And last week when I was off as well. I played A Way Out with Shell because we played It Takes Two.
Right.
We really enjoyed that game, developed by Hazelight Studios. And A Way Out is the older game, isn't it? I think it was released in 2018, was it? Something like that. And we've done about... Yeah, there's no such thing as the missions, but if you could... As far as time goes, I reckon we put a few hours into it. So we've got two or three missions out the way. It's okay. I suppose you can see where a lot of the inspiration for It Takes Two has come from. There's a lot of there's a lot of things, obviously, that are the same. But you can see how much that game has evolved. You know, It Takes Two is just perfectly done. The graphics are amazing and the gameplay was ace and the story was just amazing. And the story seems to be good in A Way Out. It looks like it's going to be a good one, but it's a lot simplified than It Takes Two. But we've enjoyed what we've played so far. So it's just about two guys who they've got some connection between a criminal that they're both they're not happy with and want to kill off. And basically, they just need to break out of prison. And we've not got any further than getting into some of the mechanics of the prison, but I'd taken off the toilet and getting into some of the sewers and getting some linen and escaping that way. But yeah, we've not got that far, but it's pretty cool. We've enjoyed what we've played so far.
A Way Out, that was from Joseph Fares. Mm-hmm. I think I say his last name right, and he was the guy that I guess was behind Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons. So, like, Brother Tale of Two Sons was a real kind of media hit. And then A Way Out, I know a lot of people liked it, but it didn't seem like it did that well. And then they came and made It Takes Two.
That's one, Pete. Brothers, Tale of Two Sons.
Brothers,
that's
Tale of really Two Sons. Good.
Yeah.
Although that's not a not co-op, no.
No, it's not. No, no.
It's all about, so you controlled the different brothers with different thumbsticks.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
It messes with your head a little bit, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be in tears, that game.
Cool. Yeah, there's emotional moments. All right. Speaking of tears, Robin, let's talk about Barcelona.
Don't talk to me about Barcelona. Fuck Barcelona. Fucking Barcelona. Let me fucking see into Barcelona. So, ACC this week, we're in Barcelona. It's season 9, week 2, race 2, and Barcelona. So I'd put in lots of practice laps. And, I went out for my first race and... stupid me did not check the obvious time that the race was being held at, and the race was being held in the dark.
Uh-oh.
It was at 10 o'clock at night, and I immediately go out and completely and utterly crash my car and destroy it completely. And I have some videos up on my YouTube channel now. There's 4 has went up in the last 24 hours. I've done 4 races this week. The last one was the best. I managed to get there, but I just didn't feel Barcelona at all. It was doing my head in. Matthew Bird Matthew Bird with friends like that, who needs to play with randoms? He completely and utterly destroyed my car in one of the races. We happened to be in the same split and we were racing in the light. And he destroyed me. But he's the star of the show in one of my videos now. And he is feeling the shame of destroying my car completely, putting me in the pits and destroying my race and his. God bless him. So I'm like having a good time with that there. It's been tough. Really have been enjoying it still. But next week we move on to Japan, to Suzuka, which is one of the tracks we were in last year, our last season. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes this time around. Different car, different handling. So I'm looking forward to that. Going to be trying to do my best to fit as much racing as I can, but the next couple of weeks are going to be difficult. One thing that Step J did bring up there was Le Mans. And over the last 24 hours, there has been, it's the largest esports event of the year, which is the Le Mans virtual 24-hour race. And people like Max Verstappen and Romain Grosjean. Max Verstappen, of course, is the world champion for Formula One. And Grosjean, again, an ex-Formula One driver. And quite a few sort of top guys. It's all almost an all-star sort of thing wearing it. And it's using a game called R Factor 2, which is an okay game. It's a good game, but it has problems with multiplayer. The game has been out for 10 years. Yes, there have been updates, but they had several red flags. Now, red flags, it would be a problem with the server. And they blamed them on DDoS attacks, and then they started to blame some of the teams. And this is a high production commentary throughout the whole 24 hours, sponsored by Rolex and Lego Technic and really, really big sponsors. The commentary and the production value of this is second to none. And it's been a laughingstock because it's been an absolute and utter mess again. It's about the third event they've ran, and they haven't had the correct server infrastructure in place. And Max Verstappen has came out today from when he was kicked out of the game and couldn't rejoin for the third time, has came out and said he's going to delete the thing from the R Factor from his game. And this is a disgrace.
Wow.
And it's terrible. 5 months preparation for this. So many teams, so much money, and all this production value, and let down by shoddy stuff going on, shoddy computer and the software.
Yeah.
Where there is other games, like most of the championship races are done on a game called iRacing, or even ACC, which I play as well. And generally, they don't expect to have these sorts of issues. And
in fairness, I don't think anybody ever expects to have these issues. It's not to excuse having the issues, but
yeah, well, about a year and a half ago, there was the Spa 24 hours on ACC, and it was DDoS attacked badly, and they had to cancel it, and they put into place some really, really expensive server side protection, and their big events now haven't had this issue. Nobody really expects there to be an issue with ACC or iRacing in these big events. But R Factor has history, and the rights to Le Mans, which is a very everybody knows about Le Mans 24 hours, even if you know nothing about racing. So there's big money to buy the rights for that, and from the AFIA and all that sort of stuff. And it's sad because it's to make this to a bigger audience, it has to go slick. It can't look like computer nerds. And it's been a real letdown, and the internet in the racing community have been alive with us today, and lots of really key people coming out and saying, like, this has to be the last of it. This has to stop. Okay. So so that's what Step J was asking about. So there you go. That's what that is.
All right. That does it for the games we've played. So we have a couple news stories we're going to get into, as well as talking some predictions.
Predicts.
Yeah, predict. So let's do the news jingle real fast, Robin.
The news. news. What is the news all about? Okay, so I'm going to rattle through some of this news stuff quick enough. Xbox will hold a developer direct on January the 25th. That's 2 days after I'm older and Greg, something similar. The show will be hosted by both Xbox and Bethesda and deep dives into Redfall, Minecraft Legends, Forza Motorsport, oh yeah, and contact from ZeniMax Online Studios. I really do think I am going to champion Forza Motorsport this year. I think there's an opportunity as well there. So, okay, so that's that. That's good stuff. Yeah. Minecraft Legends we've seen before.
I think we'll get dates. I think one of the big things that's going to come out of this is we're going to get some release dates for all of these games. Starfield is obviously missing from this, and a lot of people were like, what's going on with Starfield? Yeah. Starfield's going to get its own event. So,
So PlayStation is in the news in the last 24, 48 hours, reportedly locking a major feature behind PS Plus for the players. The report comes the way of Insider Gaming, which reports that soon PS5 games will be streamable on PS5 via cloud streaming, but only via PS Plus Premium. The feature is reportedly in the works under the project name Coronus, and has been in the works for months. To this end, it should be as no surprise that it's slated to come to PS5 on March the 8th, 2023. Theo.
Quick take. Yeah. Okay. So I mean, the same thing as Xbox Ultra, Ultimate Game Pass, that's where you can stream via cloud. The other Game Pass options don't give you streaming capability. So unless I'm missing something. So,
But could you not just, with a standard Xbox Gold membership, could you not just hit the stream to Twitch straight away? Was that not there? You didn't have
No, that's not what this is talking about. This is talking about playing the game from the cloud.
Oh.
So stream it to your phone, stream it to your PC without downloading it. And so that's an Ultimate feature. This is going to be a PS Premium. So, I mean, just before the fanboys all take their stakes and try and, you know, I think this is reasonable enough. I think also, to be perfectly honest, it finally makes PS Plus Premium kind of worth it, because up until now, there hasn't been a lot in the highest level of PS Plus.
Yeah.
Because they give you PS1 and PS2 games, but they haven't really been adding that many games to the collection. So that's been a big gripe from a lot of people. It's like, well, what? Why would I get the top tier when the middle tier seems like it's the best value? So
So that's why they're trying to encourage that. You know, any Sony fanboy person will buy the full McClatchy anyway. So, you know, they'll be all over it like a rash. I know you like that.
Yeah.
New Xbox features look to convince gamers to stuff standby and shut down instead. Save the world. Woohoo. Microsoft is rolling out three. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. No one said four. No, three. No one is expecting three new features. That will attempt to reduce environmental impact of a series of XS consoles. The first new feature is carbon-aware game downloads and updates, which schedules console updates for when it can suck the most renewable energy from your local power grid. Xbox will schedule game, app, and OS updates for your console at specific times during the nightly maintenance window that may result in lower carbon emissions, because a higher proportion of electricity is coming from lower carbon sources on the electric grid. The next feature is actually pretty simple. Microsoft is changing it so Xbox Insider's consoles automatically shift to shut down energy-saving power option. If you leave your console in standby mode, you could be drawing up to 20 times more power than if you shut the console down fully, 0.5 watts to around 10 to 15 watts, according to Microsoft. Standby is likely the go-to option of choice for most gamers, which means this could be a real power saver for the lot. Lastly, Microsoft is adding an active hours feature for those console owners that absolutely require a swift boot time. During the stated active hours, automatically configured on XS but manually set on Xbox One, the console will be available from standby as per usual. Outside of these active hours, the console will shut down. So save the trees.
Save the trees. I mean, yeah. I do like that last feature in particular. To me, seems like the most reasonable out of all of it. Mm-hmm. To be able to kind of say, hey, here's typically when I game, so don't put my console into shutdown, but leave it in standby. And then, you know, from 2 a.m. to don't know, 8, 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm not gaming. So go ahead and it can be in shutdown mode. I kind of like that.
Yeah, well, kinda considering cool. that the UK is responsible for 2% of the world's carbon emissions, and I think it doesn't make a fucking bit of difference if we switch it off or not. So
take that, world. We don't fucking care.
2%. Yeah, let's ask China and India to do that. Let's see if they do that. Yeah, you know, let's see. So, yeah, very good. Save the world. Greta would be very, very proud.
Speaking of saving the world, actually, it has nothing to do with saving the world. Let's talk about predictions. So we have all of our predictions from last year. I have noted all of these. We'll just review them real quickly for some shits and giggles. And then we will get into a few predictions for this year. I literally am not prepared for this year, but we'll do it off the cuff, off the fly. So from 2022, yes. I'll throw myself under the bus first.
Okay.
My predictions were as follows. Okay. And I did bold and realistic. That mm-hmm. was kind of the idea here. So bold prediction, Microsoft will acquire WB Games in 2022. Apparently I wasn't bold enough.
No,
I didn't think Activision.
Right. Yeah.
Think there big. Was that. I did say
hey,
realistic.
Pete, you all right there? You okay?
I'm fine.
He's crying. He's crying over WB not being. He's an emotional guy. It's the ginger in him.
It's the kelp.
It's the kelp.
Salt in my eye. I've actually got an infection in my eye.
So the sea. All right. Let's see. Okay, so realistic, I said Nintendo will announce a proper Zelda game in 2022. I don't believe that happened. Google Stadia drops all internal development. Winner. In fact, they're due to shut down the Stadia this month, I believe.
I'm a winner. I'm a winner out of Stadia deal. I'm a winner.
Nobody was a winner out of Stadia.
I have a beautiful device and boxing and everything in my
That's
museum.
That's completely useless. Yes.
Yeah, but it's a piece of history, like my Ouya and
you'll
my
be able to sell that soon.
Online.
Yeah.
50 years time, you'll be able to sell that.
You remember that?
Other predictions I made that seem very, very, very off. Sony will price PSVR 2 at $399. I was close, just off by about $200. Sony will launch PSVR in October. Little did I know that was not going to happen until this year. And then my bold prediction, both Gran Turismo and Forza games will come out this year and score below 80. One didn't game didn't even come out, and the other one is I think like 87 or something. So I think
it's killing it. It's very popular.
Yep. All right, let's move on to Kim.
Kim.
So Kim.
Oh dear.
You know, one looking at your predictions here, I gotta say,
beautiful.
they're not horrible because like I'm gonna give you some credit here, but also I don't think you went for it enough. So an update for Dragon Age 4. We did get an update to Dragon Age 4.
Winner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Losing update for Fable.
Nope.
You said just a spattering of what we've gotten more so far, but we got nothing. Then you said bold Steam Deck is actually a tiny transformer device. We now know that not to be the case.
I tell you what, it's changed Dan's life. Steam Deck has changed his life completely.
It has. His Steam Deck has been modified. It is
comfy seat now.
It is, yeah. And then winner, Kim, PS Now Spartacus gets a name and actually releases this year. Lo and behold, they just said it's PS Now to PS Plus. So they gave it a name. And there you go. It's out. So well done, Kim. Robin. Your fantastic predictions. Sony's Game Pass will either be above and beyond the Microsoft variant, or it'll be a damp squid. No in between. I expect the damp squib. I can't say we call this a winner because I feel like Sony's it's pretty comparable. PS5 Mini. I think you're probably a year too soon on this one. You said come autumn 2022, be the size of the PS4. Okay. Steam Deck will have a rocky start, will become the perfect PC handheld by year end. I feel like half this is true.
Right.
It did become the perfect PC handheld, but it started with a bang and continued on. I think it's been a success all the way. So we'll give you half credit here, Robin.
Yeah, win.
So, again, you were close, but you had the wrong person, I think, in mind for this next one. You said Netflix and Amazon, or Netflix/Amazon, or other. So maybe we give you half credit on that, because the other is really ambiguous, because that could be fucking anybody.
Yep.
We'll partner with a TV manufacturer to install hardware on board to play quality PC games like a built-in Steam Deck, Razer, etc. Not exclusively Steam streaming, but also downloadable and stored locally. Okay. Actually, total loser.
No, Samsung are doing it. Samsung are doing it.
But it's only streaming. We'll give you half credit. How's that? We'll give you half credit, Robin.
No worries.
Half credit.
Just win.
And then finally, and we need to check this, Microsoft shares to $350 a year by year end. Let's see what Microsoft stock is at.
Definitely not. Definitely not. Give me 1 second. Stocks. Yeah. Funny, I'm doing very well out of Peloton at the moment. So this is really odd.
Which is surprising, because Peloton sank.
Right.
Peloton.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it was Peloton at $175 each, and it's down to 11, but it got right down to about $7 there, and I bought a load, and it's up to 11. Nice. It's up to 11.62, and it's doing a lot of advertising.
Well, they're also getting smart. The biggest problem with Peloton was originally they were just selling the bikes like standalone. There was no subscription model. There was nothing to incentivize repeat revenue.
But did
they
sell
a shit ton of them? You said Microsoft shares to 350 by year end.
Ugh, fuck off. they're at 239 now. I am in the hole by £800 with Microsoft at this moment in time. Yeah, I bought them at 195.
It'll bounce back. It'll bounce back.
Yeah. Well, it'll come back. Yeah. As a lot of stuff is. So what am I doing? Just when we're on this point, what am I doing well with at the moment? I'm doing well with them. I'm doing quite well with Virgin Galactic, which is up quite a little bit in the last week. Even in the last week, it's up 14%. EasyJet, it's the time of year, which is an airline over here, which is doing at this time of year. And I'm also doing very well with a little Japanese company called Gato, which is a Chinese educational company. At its maximum, it was worth $150 a share. It went down to like over a dollar, and now just about a dollar. Now it's worth $3.77, and I loaded at 80 cents. So, there's still, even though the stock market is shit at the moment, there's still money to be made out there. Anyway.
Yeah. Pete, we don't have any predictions for you, but we do have predictions from Phil, and since you're both your first names start with P, we'll just assume we're giving you Phil's predictions.
These are almost identical.
Absolutely. When you shave your head, you look not even close. All right. Phil, said there will be a Black Series S announced. You did say xCloud on TVs, but only new models forcing us to buy new ones. Well done.
Well,
pretty much there with Samsung.
That's like that Hideo Kojima prediction a few weeks ago. Really good.
This one, I think we have to put this as an L, only it says increasing number of games Series S and X only from Microsoft and third party. I'm not even really quite sure what that means, but it doesn't sound right for 2022, since there was such a void of games in 2022 for the Xbox. So we're giving you a loss on that. PS5 Mini will be black. There was no Mini. They did come out with a black kind of version of the plastic you could put on it, but they didn't actually make an official PS5 black. So still giving you a loss for that.
Or one that can sort of sit comfortably in the way that it's supposed to sit.
Yep.
Yeah. You also, by way of Phil, said Ubisoft Plus will end up on Game Pass and Sony like EA Play. That didn't happen. Sorry. You did, however, win with no gameplay for new Elder Scrolls in 2022.
There you go. Good lad, Pete. Friggin' right on it.
Right on it. Rocked it. All right. So here we go. Let's talk about 2023.
Boy.
Okay.
Robin, I've got you up first, so you tell me.
Definitely a PS5 Mini is definitely coming in the year 2023. It'll be a smaller version of the PS5 and a more traditional shape. It will have some little bit of flair to it, but it's going to be a smaller version of it.
For interest of being nice to you, I'm just saying PS5 Mini in 2023. I'm not going to hold you to the extra bits of flair and yeah. All right, Pete. What say you, Pete?
GTA 6. Someone's going to come from this.
GTA 6. Now, let's be very clear here. Do you say it will get a release date?
No.
Or like a future release date? Like they're going to announce the actual day it's coming. Could be 2023. Could be 2024. But you're just saying that we're going to get...
I think that'll just be another teaser. It'll just be another... I think that'll just be a. There was some leaks before, wasn't that? Was it just a test video or something? Of some gameplay, but I think there'll be an official trailer without the.
Without a date.
Yeah, I think it'll just.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good though. I like that. I like that. Kim.
I don't know. I hate these things. I think we'll get a Fable trailer.
Fable trailer or gameplay.
Way to stick your neck on the block there, Kim.
I know, right?
Well, have gameplay in it, Kim.
Yes.
With gameplay, okay.
With gameplay, yeah.
All right, that's a little more going out there. I like it. I am going to say Starfield releases in June.
Go for it, Greg. Ooh.
In fact, it'll be kind of like an E3 kind of dealio. I think they're going to take a page out of Sony. That's my take on that.
Okay.
Back to you, Robin.
Microsoft will buy Activision.
The deal will officially go through.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Can you not talk and type?
No, I cannot. Pete, we'll do three each for the record. You're still muted, Pete. All this excitement. I don't know how you muted yourself, Pete, but you've muted yourself.
Cyberpunk's going to work properly for me to actually complete and even want to even play.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that doesn't feel like much of a prediction.
No, I know, but it is still janky as fuck, isn't it?
I think that's okay, go ahead. I'm eagerly waiting.
It's going to have another update. You watch. Because it's as janky as hell, I think they'll come out with another update for Cyberpunk. Just to justify the game for its existence.
All right. Your prediction is noted.
Okay.
Actually I have a couple here from the chat. Hardly Dan says there might be another Joysticks and Chill episode. He also says
going out on a limb.
Yeah, we will also see what a Steam Controller 2 looks like. And he says that Starfield will get pushed back to November.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
And apparently Cyberpunk works on PC, so there you go.
Newsflash, it works everywhere.
Right. I don't know. Come
on, does Dragon Age come out, Kim? Do we get Dragon Age this year?
I don't think we get Dragon Age this year. I think we'll be lucky to get Dragon Age next year. But, I think Redfall will come out, and I think it's going to be a bust.
Okay.
I mean, I'm probably wrong on that, because it does look fun, but
When you say bust, I'm assuming we're going to have to use Metacritic here. So where are you saying it scores on Metacritic? Below 80? Is that a bust to you, or is it like below 70?
No, no, I'd go below 80.
So. All right.
Yep. Oh, shit. Robin and falling into the clothesline.
All right. Bruh. Show.
So painful. Oof.
Yeah, the clothesline was not fun, Robin. No. Although, well, okay, let's be honest. It was really funny. It's funny to watch. Every time I see it, I laugh.
But I wouldn't want to be there, yeah.
I know. Okay. Let's see. From Sony. We will finally get a release date from Sony on The Last of Us multiplayer. I forgot what it's called already. But it will come out this year. This is the big thing about Naughty Dog's been working on. It will come out. Holiday this year, and back to Robin.
Okay, I'm gonna have 1,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel by the end of the year.
Nudge.
That really is that's really the prediction you're trying to throw out here, Robin.
Yep, and Forza 7 will help me.
Well, good thing Forza 8's coming.
Yeah, but I'm retro. Fuck. Shit. That dead man's finger is working. There's no other choice for it. There is no choice. It has to happen.
All right, Pete.
I'm going to expect, hopefully, some sign of Last of Us Part 3. At least a year of when we're going to expect a new one. So maybe, what, in 2 years' time?
Okay.
That's a price. That is a bold one, but...
Do we know they're even making The Last of Us 3?
Well, there's the TV series out at the moment, isn't there? Or it's due out. And there's no way that they can leave that story without another one. Last of Us. Unless, hang on, what if it does a prequel?
Or just completely different characters. But I will say The Last of Us TV show, early reviews have been very positive. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. Doesn't it launch today or something like that?
It's very
the 15th.
Okay. Yeah.
So, or maybe it is tonight. Yeah. Duh.
All right. Kim, well, this brings us to you.
All right. I think we'll see an Elite 3 controller this year. I mean, they kind of did the Elite 2 knockoff cheaper version or whatever. And I think we'll get a 3 this year. Or at least a hint of 3. I think there'll be that's something at E3. And
so they announce the Elite 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe it'll be out by Christmas time. So.
Okay. I am going to. Here's my prediction. We're going to get some major leaks about next gen or mid gen. Excuse me, upgrades to the PS5 and the Xbox Series consoles, but it won't be actually official from the companies.
Okay.
It's a little hard to quantify, I get it, but we won't see an actual official statement of, hey, we've got next-gen, mid-gen refreshes coming, but like the Kotakus, the IGNs of the world are going to start reporting on what they've been hearing about a mid-gen refresh.
Right.
Okay.
I got one more.
Okay, well, do tell, Robin.
Midlife gamer will be resurrected. Thank you. Resurrected from the dead. Because when you go to midlifegamer.com, midlifegamer.net now, midlife gamer, it is suspended. The account is gone. Their last podcast was back in 2021 in July, and we had so much fun with the Midlife Gamer guys, so, and what a fantastic big community it was. So if it's gone forever, thank you for the memories, but I would love to see you guys getting the band back together, and COVID killed a lot of stuff, so Midlife Gamer, we miss you, come back again please.
Including quite a few people, but you know, that's okay.
They're going to die anyway. Everybody dies.
That's true. This is true. Anybody else want to throw out just like a crazy last minute? I don't know if you were thinking about it. One you want to add into the list. Mm-hmm. I do have one. In May, Robin will be arrested on the Las Vegas Strip.
Seriously, what for? But what for?
Public nudity.
There we go.
Okay, well, it's nothing like you haven't seen before.
Yeah, but the Las Vegas Strip is not ready for that horse head.
Well, I could maybe charge for photographs.
Hey, there you go. That's a thought.
Yeah, I could stand in Fairmont Street and charge for photographs, and if you put your camera out, I'll just sort of go, ah! Don't take a photograph of my dick without my permission.
All right, we are locked in. We've got our predictions. We'll see how we do. I there's part of me that wants the Robin prediction to come true, and then part of me really doesn't, because the
what happens if I get arrested in Las Vegas? Seriously, if you get arrested, right? I mean, what would happen? Would I just get kicked out of the company never to come back again? Or
you would probably spend a night in jail, at least, because he could get bailed out. But I mean, let's be honest: are we going to put the money up for him?
No. I think we need to get all those gray, silver, shiny suits and come down the staircase together. And when Mike goes in, start counting cards. And
is Mike going to try and count cards?
Yeah, of course he is. And we're all going to go buy on our underwear from Kmart, because Kmart sucks. And it's going to be like,
I don't think there's Kmarts anymore.
Is there not?
No.
Shame.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Game predictions done. They are locked in. We'll see how we do come next year. All right. Where to now, kids? Where to now? I think we're kind of at the end of the show.
Graphics.
I know where we're at. We're at new releases, Kim.
Oh, hey, look at that, aren't we?
Yeah.
Ooh, let me scroll down to that. Oh, boy. Yeah, new releases. And there's actually a few new releases.
Do you see the graphics of this game in the video? Aren't they unbelievably class?
I see nothing.
Wow.
Must be Alien Colonial Marines.
Probably.
Your new releases for January 15th through the 21st are Gigantosaurus Dino Kart.
Oh,
I know you're all excited for that one. It's for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on January 17th.
Ooh.
Yeah, Gigantosaurus. A Space for the Unbound for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, January 19th. Colossal Cave for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, Switch, PC, also on the 19th. Persona 4 Golden for the Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, also on the 19th.
I'm not going to play that game. No.
Right. Well, this will be... Here's another one. Shin Megami Tensei Persona 3 Portable for the Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 19th as well. Fire Emblem Engage for the Switch on January 20th. Monster Hunter Rise, the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One on the 20th. And I think it's coming to Game Pass. I could be wrong.
I believe that is correct.
I'm not sure about this one because I'm pretty sure it's been changed, but here we go. Pocket Car Jockey, right on for the iOS, January 20th. Yeah. So, there you are.
There man with hole in pocket, feel cocky all day.
Yeah, there you go.
Man to go to bed with hard solution. Whoops.
Shin Megami Tensei Persona 3 Portable.
Anyway. Right.
So I'm assuming this was like meant to be on phones, that kind of thing.
I'm guessing.
Why bring that to consoles? I don't get it. I don't know.
I downloaded a handheld game.
Yeah.
12 minutes. I think you played it, Pete. It has...
I tried it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it seems like the sort of game that could be played on a handheld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't find it.
Okay, good. Okay. Hold the presses.
Oh, holding the presses.
Dan is asking Pete, has he ever thought of taking up chess boxing?
Chess boxing?
Yes. What the hell is chess boxing?
Yes. I'm very curious now.
Chess boxing.
Wow. Like, you move a piece and you get to punch somebody based on it?
Chess boxing. If there's gingers in it, I'm in. Chess boxing.
Chess box. Oh, wow. Oh, do they smack each other or something after the
You got to do that, Pete. That sounds like a lot of fun as long as you are doing
fitness.
It.
What do they boxing. Do? Combines two traditional disciplines, chess and boxing. Two combatants played alternating rounds of blitz chess and boxing until one's win by checkmate or knockout.
So cool.
Okay. Wow.
So here they are. They're at the chess table here now. These are the boxers at the chess table. They've got towels around them. They're sort of sitting in their boxing shorts. They've got up from section now, and now they're going to box. So the chess table is still in the middle of the boxing ring, but they're getting their gloves on now, and it's almost ready for the first round. They get their mouth guards in, the chess people. Who will get it? Will it be the rook or the queen? Here we go, round one. And off they go, and it's boxing in his hair. So it's just a quick jab, jab, right hook, right jab, 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 dancing around. And we see a view of the chess table. It's fantastic. What will happen next? It's fantastic. He's going for the right hook. He's got a little jab. Oh, lovely. And it's going for the knockout up against the ropes. And he's down. That looks brilliant, Pete. You got to do that.
I would actually have a go at that.
That's like nerdy friggin' Fight Club unbelievable. It really is. I mean, really? Whoever thought putting those two things together? That's like mixing spaghetti and ice cream. That's a nice.
How'd you even find that stuff out?
I feel like the tactic there, though, is either be really good at chess or really good at boxing and just hope you can survive to whatever. So, like, you could take somebody out easily if you're really good at chess and they suck. Okay, it's fast. Maybe that's the first thing. So you're done.
Yeah.
You don't even have to box.
No.
But
wow. You
could just be like a pro boxer and just be like, I'm just going to delay everything until we get to the boxing and I'm just going to fucking smash you.
Yeah. There is.
So I'm watching this and they have had a round. Okay. So they've had their round and now they're sitting back down at the table to play chess. But can you imagine how much concentration it takes to have that physical, physical stuff going on with you and then having to sit down? They put headphones on and they're playing chess again. I mean, really, I'd be sitting there. They've sat down at the table. Sorry, should I kept the video on? They've sat down at the table after that round and they're playing chess immediately. I would have to really stop myself just going whack across the table. That's class. I mean, it is very interesting. I think actually
I'm not sure about the class part of it. You know,
I think what we should do in Las Vegas. Okay. I'm going to bring my handheld device, right?
All right.
And what we're going to do is we're going to go to one of those places with the sumo suits, the blow-up sumo suits.
Okay.
And we're going to do a round of sumo, and then we're going to play a game on the handheld, and then do one round of Street Fighter on that, and then we're going to go back to the sumo suits again. Or so real
I
sumo.
I can get behind that. Get behind that. I also feel like the boxing part, I would actually be more on board with slap chess. So every time you capture the other person's, you know, one of their pieces, you get to smack them in the face.
Slap chess. That's good.
That seems much more viable.
Yeah. I would never go at all three.
Class. You're up for anything then. That's good.
What if we do slap checkers? So if you do like a double, triple jump.
Now you're talking.
Robin's
I think this is this might happen in Vegas.
Hold on. You drinking game slap shots.
Slap shots.
You take a shot. You can slap one person.
No.
Just a random person.
And then one of us. Apart from Marsh.
As if you're playing Irish guy at that.
Yeah. So then the next person to take a shot, they've got a free slap at anyone apart from Marsh they can do. Yeah.
The question is, what wins you the shot? So you have to have a game mechanic to earn that.
As many shots as you can have, you can hit as many people as you want. So the more shots, the more hits you get. Yeah. So if you have 12 shots, you can hit 12 times. If you have three shots, you're going to hit three times. Either you knock everybody out or you collapse.
No.
That sounds like a game.
We need some decorum. Jesus Christ.
That sounds like a game.
by the way, is what leads us to Robin getting arrested.
Shots. Well, it's even named itself Slap Shots. Yeah, that's cool. Slap
he's
shots.
Even writing that down.
Yeah, I know. He's gonna. I guarantee Robin is going to come to Vegas with a couple games in mind.
Slap shots.
And the results will be painful for us at the end of the day. Oh. All right. We're at that point of the show.
Sumo suits and Wii Sports.
Just sumo suits without anything is funny. We don't.
Can I bring my turkey suit to Las Vegas?
What's going to stop me from saying yes or no? I mean, you're going to bring it regardless. We know this.
I'm really justified now bringing my Justice for Gingers t-shirt when I'm walking around with Pete now. So that's definitely going to be part of my apparel.
Robin's going to be walking around with his turkey suit on, and people are going to be like, that is not a turkey leg.
Yeah, turkeys. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Wednesday nights, we're still doing Halo, possibly Modern Warfare 2. Kim, when you are on, you get first billing. I'm just saying now. Fridays, we've been playing some PUBG. We will continue to do that. I have promised Snoogans I will break out the claw. We'll do some proper PC PUBG. I will get my ass handed to me. Let's see. What else? It's the closing time. It's time where we say goodbye to everybody. So let's do a round of thank yous. Kim, start us off. Let's give a shout out to the chat. We didn't do that yet.
Yeah. Hardly Dan, Lord, Step J's all been in there. I think that's it. Let me check my list, but I'm pretty sure that's only been those three that have popped in. So, yep. Hardly Dan, Lord, and Step J. So thanks for stopping by the chat. Harley Dan says he looks like a giant cock. I'm assuming he's talking about Robin. So, that's my guess. Anyway, shout out to everybody. Shout out to you guys. I kind of needed a mental health day, and this was it for me. So I appreciate it. You know, anything was better than, you know, being in the dumps. So thank you for that. And hopefully next week is better. And I do promise to get on some Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer at some point. So, yeah. Over to you, Pete.
Thanks, Kim. Shout out to my mom because she's been poorly now for about 3 or 4 weeks. Mm. She's been poorly. She's had COVID some strain of COVID. Not really tested, but she's bloody bad. Bless her. But I think she's pulling through the worst of it now. And my father. He's 79, I think.
Wow.
I think he's 79 this week. So he's just that one step away from 80. Do you know what? I thought of another prediction while Stu was just talking, and I don't know whether it's a viable one or not, but what about an announcement to say that they'll stop releasing stuff on or developing, making things compatible for the PS4 and earlier versions of the Xbox One. What about that?
Oh, I think it's happening already.
Is it really?
Yeah, they've already kind of been transitioning to, current gen only. So.
Bastards. All right. Anyway, so that's me.
But you're right.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah, we'll give you an A for effort.
Yeah.
Larry Herbert.
Yeah. Robin.
Yes.
Okay. He was supposed to pass it on to you, but he was too busy drinking his wine.
Okay.
I said, Robin.
Yeah, check out Love Share and Foster on Instagram. And the girls are doing some really good stuff there at the moment. And it's very interesting. So Love Share and Foster, everything about fostering that you didn't think you know, wanted to know, but now you know. Please check out my YouTube channel, Bongo's Bits, Robin Tate. And for all of your racing information, there's more and more people contacting me now about getting a little league set up. So that's going to be kind of cool. Like Step J and our good buddy in New Jersey and a few others have been in contact. So thank you very much. Check out an old man trying to drive a racing sim. I am trying to get fast and have a few laughs at the full time. Watch my videos over the last 24 hours. I give commentary on my driving. And at one point I talk about somebody beating me off, which I didn't really mean to say beating me off or whopping me off. Anyway, yes, I may get banned from YouTube before I survive.
Damn, what have I missed?
So
apparently.
Anyway. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, that's me. So thank you very much, guys. You'll get me at Bongo the Sea, and I am Robin Tate. And I am Robin Tate. Yes. So I'll speak to you all soon, and I won't see you for a couple of weeks. Sad face. I might jump into the chat next Sunday evening, and I'll be stuck in a hotel room. So we'll see what the internet's like. But then, yeah. So
that'll be coming from Italia.
Yeah, I'll be in Italy next week. So I'll be another hour or two ahead. I think it's an hour ahead. I'll maybe drop into the chat and say hello anyway. So we'll see what the internet's like. Okay, be good. And
excellent.
Kim, who looks absolutely stunning today.
Yeah.
We look average, but Kim, that lovely face. You look lovely. Beautiful. Stunning.
Well, over to you, Greg. So
thanks, Kim. You're welcome. And thanks. Thanks, Mr. Tit. all right. no, it's been fun, guys. I very much love podcasting with everybody, the community. Thank you guys for joining in live as well as listening to us on record. We'll be here next weekend. It'll be without Robin or a mystery call from Robin, one of the two. But either way, we'll be here. We will be podcasting. We'll have another good laugh. So come back, have some fun. And we'll talk to you then.
Yeah, there you go. So we're done? So I can press this button now?
Do you want me to do the outro music? Or do you?
I'm doing it right now.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.